God is love, and anyone who abides in love abides in God, and God in them. Therefore, love one another as I have loved you. Live on in my love. Amen. In the summer of 1979, I left my little village and island home of Guam to board on my first flight to the U.S. mainland. At 16, and at the invitation of my dad's sisters living in the Bay Area, I felt ready and eager to find a life on my own. As part of island custom, before leaving on a big journey, one must pay homage and receive a special blessing from a family elder. And on this case, it was to be my only living grandparent, my maternal grandmother. I can remember my grandmother's words, especially because she used so few. But most of all, because my grandmother made a very special effort to bless me with the only words in English that I had ever heard her speak. You make good boy. You make good boy. Yeah. I was taken aback by these words, but I clearly understood what she meant. My Nana clarified her blessing, and not in English, just as a gentle reminder. Never forget that you are good and that you are loved. Wherever you find yourself in life, remember who you are, where you came from, and that no matter how far, no matter how long you may live, always remember that you are loved. May this memory console you when times are hard, when you feel lonely, when you feel all alone in the world. Always remember that this love I have for you will remain with you, and that wherever you decide to spend the rest of your life, know this, that no passage of time, no distance, will ever change this truth. You are never alone. Remember the goodness of this love. As I bless you, may God's goodness shine on you as you go out into the world. The good news for today's passage in Jesus' farewell discourse is a prayer and a consecration on behalf of his disciples. This is Jesus' farewell gift to them, a prayer that serves as an intercession for his friends as he prepares himself to return to the Father. Just as the Father had chosen Jesus' disciples, Jesus now offers this prayer as a blessing for them on the ongoing mission of revealing God to others who are open to receive him. Jesus thus gives back to God those chosen by God, friends who had devoted their lives to the message of Jesus, a new commandment to love, and to share this love of God to the world. Having been given this gift, we are also called to pass this on. Pay forward, if you will, this good news of God's invitation to share God's divine life with us. After revealing the name of God and the nature of God, the Father, who is love, Jesus promises his followers God's dwelling and abiding presence with them as they journey onward and in dedication of their very lives to spread the good news, the gospel of Jesus. Jesus' intimacy with the Father is revealed to the disciples in his witness and action to do the will of the Father. In today's gospel, we too are given this legacy, this call to reveal Jesus' mission and message to live on in the Father's love. Yet, in the ever-challenging world that we live in, we know that we cannot do this alone. We rely on the gift of the Spirit of Jesus shown to us by fellows along the journey. Forward 30 years to the present time, I am still along the journey, being shown the love of God has brought Michael, my partner, and me to all souls. The Holy Spirit comes alive in our worship, our fellowship, and our support for one another. Members of this faith community reveal to me, to all of us, the Spirit of Jesus by acts of generosity, by feeding the poor and the homeless, by keeping us aware of how we can lessen our ecological footprint through conservation and recycling. We, as a parish, are fellows along the journey of sharing God's love to the world. A fellowship that includes folks of all ages, all shapes, and all sizes, revealing God's gift of love for us all. Our mission as church is to bring all God's people to the knowledge and experience of the love of God, wherever they are in their faith journey. This commandment imparted to us in the Spirit of Jesus encourages and strengthens us by word and by Eucharist. As we prepare for the celebration of Pentecost next week, we are called to remember what Jesus has promised us as well. I will not leave you orphaned. I will come back to you, and your hearts will rejoice. My brothers and sisters, as we come to this table, may we always remember our devotion, our dedication, and our call to the love of God. We remember Jesus' words to us in John's Gospel and the scripture readings that we have heard today. So do not be afraid. Do not let your hearts be troubled. As Jesus says, have faith in God and have faith in me. I will prepare a place for you, for there are many dwelling places in my Father's house. Know that where I am, you also will be. So just as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Live on in my love. So all souls, this is our legacy, our inheritance, our journey, and our call to love one another as God has loved us. Amen.
Let us affirm our faith together with the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in